Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Ms. Sanchez, please?
This is her.
Hi, do you mind if we put you on the radio? This is JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and I got Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mac and Jenna Owens here.
Hi. Yes,
that's fine.
That's cool. Yeah, because you clicked here that says, yes, send me info about other great Kid Craddock Morning Show contests and promotions. So I wanted to tell you about this cool contest that we're doing where you win $500 for your classroom.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
There you go, Miss Sanchez.
We got your email, Miss Sanchez. If you don't mind, we would like to share it with the rest of Kid Nation.
Yeah, let's read what you wrote us. You said, "Dear Kid Nation, I have been teaching PE for my fourth school year now, and my classes are in a huge pickle. My students here at Pecan Grove Elementary just love PE. However, we are out of a PE classroom. We've been having to use the cafeteria only during certain hours of the day, or I've had to teach my students in their own classrooms. My air still hasn't been fixed in my room since all summer. Sometimes I have to put the kids in the shade for a bit in 100 to 114 degree weather. I would use this $500 to supply some water bottles and new indoor PE games that we can use."
So we're moving your class to Fargo, North Dakota.
Much cooler. Miss Sanchez, how long have you been a PE teacher?
This is my fourth year.
I was just actually having a conversation with my son because he's having to start to do PE, and I told him PE class was by far my favorite because you guys always find a way to make it fun. And I know at times it's tough for you to do that because there's restrictions with money and in the school district that you're in, right?
Yeah, sometimes if I have to buy my own supplies, if anything's on sale, I'll get anything like on clearance, or if I can find beach balls, if it's doing like a little volleyball thing for my kindergartners, or anything that I can use to modify for my lessons, especially for the little ones, and then, or my own Band-Aid first aid kit for the kids. So yeah, I have to use sometimes my own money, or I'll try to find ways to borrow from another school if I have to for the kids. So. What? But the other way, I find ways for the kids to have fun.
I know. And I think a lot of people forget just how important PE teachers are because, hey, we live in a generation where the kids want to stay indoors and play video games all the time.
Right.
And you guys are the ones that are pushing them to run and get outside and play and make sure that you're active because it's incredibly important for them.
Sure.
Oh, yes. And especially right now, since living here in Yuma, that's where it's getting up to the inclement weather right now. Like, our kids aren't even having to go outside just because of for safety restrictions, so we don't want them, you know, getting sick or heat exhaustion. So it's for me to have them, well, how am I going to have them active if I can't have them running in the humidity? And, you know, so we have to find ways to either be in the classroom or, like I said, in the cafeteria. So right now it's really hard to have them in my own classroom since it still hasn't been fixed. We're still waiting on the part for the compressor to get fixed. So it's
Well, that'd be priority.
Yeah, hopefully that gets fixed soon. But for now, you are our winning teacher today. You're going to get that G2 Overachievers prize pack, including Pilot's number one selling G2 gel ink pens. And we're going to give you that $500 Visa cash gift card so you can buy all the balls, all the nets, whatever you need out there to get those kids running and having a good time, even if it's indoors, okay?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. I hear you guys every morning. I have to hear you guys every morning on the radio. So this means a lot to me and my kids. So I
make sure
the principal knows, and they're going to be excited.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And what was your school again? Pecan Grove?
Pecan Grove Elementary.
Pecan Grove Elementary. Mm. Shout out.
You guys. See, it's pecan, Kelly, not pecan.
I say pecan.
It's whatever Miss Sanchez says.
Right.
She's the teacher
here.
She's going to tell us how to say it correctly. Well, congratulations. I hear you got a little one in the background. Is that your little one?
Yes. He's going on 10 months. My little son, Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. First time on the radio, Aaron. We heard you making some noises in the background. Well, Miss Sanchez, you have a wonderful school day and a wonderful school year, and I hope these $500 help you out a lot, okay?
Thank you again so much. It's going to help out a lot. Thank you.
All right, hang on for a second. We'll get all set up. That's Miss Sanchez right there.
Yeah.
How to go fix that air conditioner.
Come on, right? Yeah, we got friends out there in Yuma that can get out there and help out the school. Let us know, and we'll put you in contact with Miss Sanchez.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. So here's the deal. We're still having technical difficulties.
Man, this is kind of serious.
Our studio is not fixed yet. So we're sitting in here.
Our radio broke.
And just when you think the day can't get any worse, Big Al.
Yeah.
What?
What happened?
I go back there to get myself a nice little cup of water.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to keep drinking coffee because Kelly and I are sharing.
That's not me.
I know, yeah. Yours actually smells good, Kelly. And our intern's walking by, and we got a new batch of interns.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't want the intern to think that this is an all-the-time occurrence.
A regular event, yeah.
So I looked at her, and I wanted to assure her and make her feel like everything's going to be okay. And I said, hey, just so you know, it doesn't always happen like this. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And I put my hand up for a high five.
Yeah.
And she goes, it's okay, and just walks past me.
Oh, left you hanging? The intern left you hanging?
And Cammy walked by, and she saw it. And you know, when you miss a high five.
Yeah, somebody's got to.
Somebody saw it, and yeah. So it makes it twice as embarrassing.
Maybe she's a germaphobe.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
We should bring her in.
Let's bring her in and ask her.
Olivia?
On the spot.
You want to bring her?
I thought you were waving.
No, Kelly was up here. Maybe you can ask Cammy. I thought my high five was pretty evident.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Come on in.
You can share whoever you want.
What's your name?
I'm Olivia.
Olivia.
How long have you been working here?
This is my second day.
Oh.
You started on Sunday.
Welcome.
I started on last Thursday.
Second day working out.
Second day working. We got you. Don't worry about that. Okay, so do you remember JC trying to high-five you in the back?
I didn't realize he was trying to high-five me. I was on my way to the bathroom. I was in a hurry.
She had to pee, JC.
Cammy came back and she's like, I don't think she saw it. And I was like, I hope not.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
No. Why? It made me want to be more friends with you, Olivia. I don't know if it was like the hard to get
you
thing.
Couldn't have her.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I was like, now I got to work hard to be Olivia's friend.
Well, that's good to know.
So welcome to the show, Olivia.
Thank you.
Has it been pretty good so far that we've had no equipment working?
It's been good so far. I've had to do less because there's no video set.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kid TV's still working, but it's mostly just one camera shot.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, gosh. Right now, I'd like to be a video editor, so we'll see.
For a radio show?
Yes.
One that works?
For anybody. Any video editing would work.
Does this make you think less of us today?
No, I'm having a great time.
Who would you say is at fault for this debacle this
morning? Who would you blame, Olivia?
At fault?
Yeah, you're out there. You have ears on.
He looks a little bit stressed out.
Funny.
Don.
She's pointing at our engineer.
Maybe
Don's trying to fix the problem. It would help him if he knew what the problem was. That's the first key in figuring out how to fix something is figuring out why it's broken. And we can't even figure out what went wrong.
Do we have a warranty on this station? Extended warranty?
I think it expired, Big Al, yesterday, actually.
Service time?
Of course it did.
Yeah. Apparently, Anna says not all things are bad, though. She's getting a lot of DMs.
Oh, come on in.
Oh, good, Anna.
Stay right there.
Come read the social.
All right, Olivia, you get back to kind of working.
So nice to meet you, Olivia.
That's our new intern, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. Welcome to the very intimate room.
Hi. Yeah, so I've been posting on Kid Nation, our social media, let everybody know what's up. And we were getting a few messages from people that I wanted to share. Someone said, tell JC that the lighting in Trey's room makes his chest look killer.
No, for real? No.
Yeah.
That's why he wanted you to come in and read
messages.
Yeah,
I know. I told him that. I told him that ahead of time.
I heard you telling him this message during commercial break.
Yeah, come in and read that on the air.
What? And when I told her that, she said it that way. She's like, it's not all bad, JC, and she told me that.
Yeah, somebody else said it's Monday, and I'm glad I'm not the only one struggling. So, you know, relatable.
The struggle bus is real this morning.
Yeah.
Did you see my sharing post yet, Kelly?
I have been very busy trying to get the Showbiz Top 5 together, so I have not been following you on social media, JC. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just a really good lesson for kids about sharing. You know, if you're going to school, you need to learn about sharing. There's a good example and a bad example in there.
Am I in the bad example? Is that why you're asking if I've seen it?
Because you've been sharing a lot better this break.
Oh,
what's
she been?
What are you talking about?
We were doing gossip.
I had to take over for the gossip. Is
she
that what
had
you're
to
talking
lead.
About?
No, there's a great example on my social media at JSI5. If you want to check it
Look,
out.
Look, now he wants the compliment and he's giving his social media a shout
I'm doing
out.
What coaches tell us to do.
Follow me on Instagram at Kelly Raspberry.
That's what I'm leading you guys to.
That's
oh, good. Al and I made the good sharing. Oh. It's just the back of Kelly's head.
At Jenna Page is Jenna's Instagram. We're posting from behind the scenes a lot today because we're going to have to. And Big Al Mac is Big Al Mac 19.
Yep. I'm right here.
Al's fine. Just, he's sitting in the back of the room.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm like taking breaks. I'm texting people.
Well, Al is probably the veteran when it comes to this because this is how your radio career started. You had to share.
Exactly right. Bert was sharing a microphone with me, and Bert's about a foot and a half shorter than I am, and we would just have to jerk the microphone up and down.
Each time. Good mics in here. You can't hear that very well.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it's kind of like sharing with me.
Yeah, he's even shorter than you, though.
Yeah, he is.
I have on heels today, lucky me.
Yeah, you look good today.
Thanks.
You look like sky blue.
Yeah, baby blue.
What you got going on, Kelly?
Black.
David is in
black. Black.
All right, Kid Nation, even though we do have technical difficulties, we still have $5,000 to give away. Now, we told you to listen starting today at this time for the chance to call in and win some money, okay? So here's how Beat the Bank ATM works. We're going to give you four numbers for the ATM pin code. Now, these are in no particular order. Your job, Kid Nation, is to figure out how these numbers align and open up the ATM, okay? Now, the thing is, you have to listen every day to make sure that you don't guess the wrong guesses. So have somebody in the office, get a group together, write all the guesses down. That way you can start checking them off. And then eventually we will find that $5,000 winner. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE, by the way.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for call number 13. And you want the four numbers?
Mm-hmm.
We got the four numbers. Again, in no particular order, the numbers are 2, 4, 6, 8.
Repeat, please.
2, 4, 6, 8. Your job is to figure out how to line those up and get that ATM to burst open. And we'll make it rain $5,000 on you, Kid Nation. Boom. So that's that right there.
All right.
So we're doing that now? So we're doing that now?
Yep.
I love that Trey's sitting
I don't
up
have
on
very
the board.
Good communications with Cheddar right now because I'm in a different room. Is that it right now? You want some more, Cheddar?
What?
What are we doing now? What do you want to do?
You want to wait to play or you want to go?
Yeah, we can come back and play next and do some love letters maybe.
Okay.
Oh, you want to do that? Look at White Cheddar is all stressed in there and comes in here. Nice, Cheddar.
I haven't yelled yet today.
I know. Like, this is really good that you haven't done that.
But my therapist would be so happy right
this
now.
This is one of those things you can't do anything about. I mean,
I'll yell later.
Yeah.
He does look flush. I'm worried that it's about to erupt.
Yeah, I have a blood pressure machine in my office. I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We have the show lined up, and we have all these calls we want to take, and we have these bits we want to do, and then things go wrong, and then we have to pull rabbits out of hats and improvise. So we are going to play Beat the Bank ATM coming up next. Give you that chance to win $5,000. We'll do some love letters. I think I got some tidbit news for you as well.
This is literally inaudible, right?
Yo, big time, including possibly the oldest mother of all time.
Did you see this story?
No.
This is the
Al's
craziest.
Like, uh-oh.
You know what? I respect a woman's, you know, journey to motherhood and, you know, using modern medical. If it wasn't for modern medicine, I would not have my daughter, Emma Kelly.
And I have 17 eggs on ice.
But there has to be an ethical limit to how old a woman is to give birth.
Okay.
Jenna, this is going to rock your world. I don't know.
And don't worry, I already checked the name. It's not Millie Jackson. Everything's all good. All right, we'll play Beat the Bank ATM and get you those love letters and possibly tell you the oldest mother in the world next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank ATM. Come on, Beat the Bank.
Y'all told me I didn't have to do this because there was a change in the...
Oh, that
what?
Is lies.
You told me that last week.
No, shaking his head. No.
No, you knew we had to do it.
We told you it was the same.
Start it over.
Are you going freestyle?
I told him no raps.
I
told him no raps.
You cutting the raps off?
Yeah, I said no raps.
He
wants to flow.
I can. It's not like I can.
I just thought automatically.
Just for old time's sake, why don't we give him one last rap?
All right.
Beat the bank. ATM.
Pay all your bills. And then some mo'. Play ATM and get some dough.
Hey.
All right. Beat the bank.
ATM.
All right.
Not bad, Al.
Not bad.
For the flow?
For the flow.
All right.
Whoa, man. Y'all shocked the crap.
We gave you the four numbers in the pin.
Yes.
In no particular order. Your job is to figure out what order those numbers go in. We take two guesses each time. So let's kick it off here with Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. How about you guys?
We're having technical difficulties.
We've had better days.
I've heard.
Yeah, are you having technical difficulties at work yet?
I'm not even at work. I'm dropping off my husband at his work.
Well, hopefully you guys don't have to deal with it today. Like, we aren't. Well, Joyce, you get to be the first guest. Now, I know you have the numbers right in front of you, and you chose them and put them in a particular order that you probably like a lot better than the way we gave them. So what is that pin that you have?
How about 2846?
2846.
Good choice.
Access denied.
Sorry. All right. Well, Joyce, you go ahead and mark that one off as not the pin and keep trying, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Have a great day, Joyce.
All right, bye.
All right, let's bring in Samantha now. Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
Hello. So hopefully you just heard Joyce guess, so don't guess that one.
Okay.
What do you
guess is 4286.
4286.
Oh, that's a good
guess.
Put that in.
Access denied.
Oh, no. All right, Samantha.
Have a wonderful day.
You do, right, too. Thank you for calling in. All right, so that's two pins that don't work.
Out of a possible 22?
Yeah, I think there's 20.
Combinations?
Combination. Yeah, 24 combinations.
24. Okay.
Yeah, so now we're down to 22 possible combinations, as long as you kept track of the ones that are wrong.
Right.
So we're getting closer, Kid Nation. $5,000 up for grabs. We will give you another chance to play here in less than 1 hour. 8:20 Central is your next shot. We'll get two more people in here, and just make sure you have those numbers. Try to win that 5K from us. Yes, Kelly.
It's so warm in here. Oh, my gosh.
It is hot. Yeah. I'm about to pit.
Oh.
Yeah. This studio, this used to be my office before. Let me take my mint out. I was trying to do you a favor, Jason.
It smells good.
Yeah, I'm addicted to Winto Green Mints. Yeah, this used to be my office before we started doing Dish Nation. Remember that TV show?
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, somebody told me this weekend how much they love us on Dish Nation.
Oh, wow. I still get that. And
they still love us.
Do you do what I do and just say thanks?
No, I say I embarrass them. We haven't been on that show for years.
Oh, Kelly. I had a lady. We went to the roller rink yesterday, and she stopped me. She goes, man, where do I know you from? And I said, I don't know. Maybe we went to school together. And she says, no, I watch you on Dish Nation. And I said, well, thank you for watching.
There you go.
Y'all are nicer than I am.
Yes, we are.
But yeah, this used to be my office. I used to have all my prisoner art up in here. Mm-hmm. I had potpourri and candles.
Big picture.
I had all
of
my little stationery. I had a gigantic picture of Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah. I got
flashback.
Out of my office. Yeah, I liked it in here. I really did. But I didn't.
It gets
really
hot and really cold, right?
Yes. The temperature swings so bad in the winter. Kid wouldn't let me have a space heater in here because it hummed, and he said you can hear it on the radio. So one day I brought in a thermometer, and it was like 54 degrees in here. It was so bad. And so our engineer at the time found a silent heater. So, but I mean, honestly, and now it's so hot, I don't know how you stand it, Trey.
It gets cold in here still.
It ends up being like 54 degrees, but then it'll go up to 86, 87,
yikes,
somewhere in there.
Well, anyway, that's just my little trip down memory lane.
Okay.
Well, before we get into love letters, Trey, is there a way to hit the tidbit news in here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. You're supposed to tell us about
Al's
baby
wild.
Mama.
Thank you.
It's time for tidbit news.
Take a listen to this, the world. Everybody needs to hear this. A 73-year-old woman just had twins.
What?
Which may make her the oldest person ever to give birth.
Outside of Bible times.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't know what was going on back then.
Yeah, we do. You read the Bible.
Okay. Wait, who gave birth older than 73?
Oh, they didn't even live that long.
Yeah, they did back then, before the flood, they did.
Oh,
really?
My gosh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I gotta brush up on that, Kelly. But 73-year-old woman named Aramati Mangayama in southern India gave birth to twin girls on Thursday. Now, once her age is certified, it should make her the oldest woman ever to give birth. The current world record is a woman in España who gave birth when she was almost 67 years old. That happened back in 2006. Aramati has an 80-year-old husband, and they've always wanted to have kids, but were never able to conceive. They wanted to do IVF. Around eight months ago, finally worked. They used a donor egg and the husband's seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said they had to do the doctor, They had to find a doctor that was willing to do this, which is shocking, right?
Because, of course, you think, how much longer are they going to live? And then they're going to leave these twins.
And I get it. A woman's heart's desire is to have a baby. But there comes a point where you just say, I'm not going to be able to physically carry a child. But she was able to do it. They had to have her under constant medical supervision. They did mental tests. The doctor said, we did mental tests and we figured, you know, we determined she was mentally able to do this. This is not good. I just don't understand how this is okay. I just feel for those children. They're going to end up being raised by someone else. I don't know. It's just somebody's probably yelling at me right now saying that everybody should have the chance. And I do believe that because, you know, I went through in vitro fertilization. But there just comes a point where you're like, 73? Come on.
Do you think this is the first time Depends has been given as a push present?
Ow.
That is a lot. I mean, diapers are expensive. That's a lot of diapers.
It is. Now, Nick came into the room because he obviously wants to have something to say.
Hi, Nick, the Bible scholar here.
Yes.
You were talking about people who were older. Sarah was 90 when she gave birth to Isaac in the Bible, and Abraham, the father, was 100.
Whoa!
When they conceived Isaac. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So they would be the oldest.
Yeah.
Wow. By the way, she is doing well. Aramati is doing well. So are the twins. They're fine. She gave birth via C-section.
Wow.
And, so far, so good. But, yeah, like Kelly said, I mean,
ethically,
by the time the kids are 10, the mom's going to be 83 and the dad
dead.
He's 80.
Well, you've had in vitro fertilization. It's been around for decades now. I remember the first test tube baby they talked about, the test tubes. That was in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s. I'm trying to remember. I don't have it in front of me.
I don't know, yeah.
So you've had this medicine, this gift of modern medicine.
I wonder why they didn't adopt.
For decades. Right. A lot of people, when you say, I try to be sensitive to that because when a lot of people are struggling with infertility, they hear that and it just ignites something in you. It's because you have this desire to have the experience, the birth experience. Adoption is a beautiful, wonderful thing. But when you say that to a woman who's struggling with infertility, please don't say that because, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
But I just wonder why, I mean, not that she should have adopted, but why after all those years that wasn't a consideration.
Well, why not do the IVF 20 years ago? I mean,
because it's expensive, isn't it? It's one of those procedures, and maybe they don't have very much money, and it took them that long to save the money, right?
I don't know. I have a problem with 73, and I'm sorry if that makes me miss judgy pants on a Monday. We've got enough bad stuff going on, but
it's time for you to judge more almost, Kelly.
Yeah, you want a real feel good real quick? And since that lit you up real quick, Kelly, how about the University of Tennessee shirt. Have you heard about this? So this little kid goes to school with a personalized, made from scratch at home with a piece of paper, University of Tennessee shirt.
Yeah, it was college day, you know, where the kids, like my daughter's done it, where you wear a shirt representing the college you want to go to someday. His family couldn't afford a University of Tennessee shirt. So he got a piece of paper and scribbled a U and a T and kind of scribbled it in and pinned it to his shirt. He was so proud until some mean girls made fun of him. And
I didn't know that part.
So sad.
Just a reminder, if you're going to school today and you're sitting at a table away from a kid and you're making fun, just because you think you're being quiet doesn't mean they can't hear you.
Yeah.
And this kid heard. And by midday, the kid was in tears, was at the office.
Aww.
The parents were called. The mom obviously was very upset. They posted the picture on Facebook. It ended up going viral to the point where the University of Tennessee saw this. And they've been having a rough season. You know, they're 0-2. They're having a rough season. But they saw this, and they still wanted to make something good out of this, and so they said, you know what, that's going to be an official design at our school.
Beautiful.
And now they have made the shirt, and it's it crashed the website.
That's beautiful.
That's Cheddar screaming.
Yeah, they sent him a whole basket full of University of Tennessee goodies too.
That's awesome.
And they are making that an official t-shirt. I am not a have to be Texas Tech, but I want one of those shirts. I think that's so sweet. They did that.
Now, I haven't found the kid's name because I think they're trying to protect them.
Yeah.
But shout out to that kid. Your shirt actually looked really good.
He'll be on Ellen.
Yeah, they'll be on Ellen eventually. And I'm glad that shirt is selling out on the website.
Too.
So there's your tidbit news for today.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
And now we're all going to get in line behind the mic that Jenna and Al are sharing because our love expert's going to have this one all to herself. It's time for
Love Letters.
love letters to Kelly.
Why had a song.
Why you all gotta leave me on the mic alone like that?
Yeah.
I feel like I was the lead in the choir, just like my Cincinnati Boys choir days. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is good timing, speaking of bullying, because this one says, I have a bit of an unorthodox love letter because I need some advice on how to love myself after dealing with internet trolls. For context, I'm 25, and my best friend is a pretty famous YouTube influencer and has put me in the background of a few of her videos because we travel together a lot. Every time she puts me in a video, even just for 2 seconds, her followers feel the need to comment about how ugly or fat I am. Some even go as far as to DM me on Instagram to discuss my disfigurement and let me know if I could introduce discipline in my life to lose weight. I could maybe one day be as successful as my friend. I try with everything I have to ignore them, but truthfully it hurts. I'm tired of letting this dictate how I feel about myself, but when so many people tell me these negative things, I start to really believe them. My question to you is, how do you truly ignore the haters and maintain self-love when you logically know you have a wonderful life and friends? I'm really struggling, and few people understand this abyss of nonsense that is the internet fame, and I'm not even the famous one. I'm just the friend waving in the background.
Well, the only advice I can really offer you is to not read the comments.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss in a lot of situations. And I'll tell you, sometimes I don't even mean to. I just get so busy in life that I forget to read the comments sometimes. And for a week or so, I've had a picture posted, and I just thought it was the cutest little picture ever. And then I realized people were saying some things that weren't necessarily kind. But I didn't know that. So that's why a lot of celebrities now disable comments, because they just don't want to deal with it. You have that kind of power. You can't stop people from saying things. There's a lot of darkness in people's spirits, and they spew it out in the comment section. The only control you have over that is to not read it. And that's really the only advice I can give you. And it's hard, because when I first got on social media, there's some sort of strange pull. You want to see everything you say, everything you do, every new outfit you try on or something. You have a desire to see what people feel about that, and it's devastating to your ego. And then eventually you do get thicker skin about it over time, and I don't really care as much anymore. You can pretty much say anything as long as you're not saying something about my kid, and I'm okay with it. But the best thing you can do is just not read it.
JC and I always we talk about this because we handle it differently. I don't read either.
Yeah,
I rarely read comments. I post and don't look back because I'm sensitive. You will read, and sometimes you...
JC gets in fights with
you
people.
You fight, yeah.
No, I clap back. I don't care.
Yeah. But that doesn't make... But when I say something back, it does not make me feel good.
Right.
If I try to comment, I try to comment in a positive way to a negative comment. And usually somebody will be like, I hate you, you're so ugly, blah, blah, blah. I'm really sorry you feel that way. I hope you're having a better day. Oh, Kelly, I'm sorry. I was in a bad mood. You're my favorite.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
What happens,
yeah, of course.
Right?
I don't clap back every time. But there's got to be the one that hits me right, or if I'm having a bad day. But I will clap back every time if it's my kids or my wife.
Yeah,
every time.
Don't do that.
I'll delete it, and I'll clap back at you. So, I'm sorry. Hit a tray.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I guess we're doing solo since we're sharing mics. Yeah. So it was my turn to have a solo. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently linked back up with my ex. He was my first everything. After much flirting for several months, we decided to meet up. Now, this wouldn't be a problem, except I'm married now and he's in a relationship.
Oh.
But we did it anyways. It was comfortable, magical. It was perfect.
No, it wasn't.
We spent an entire evening and night together. Then his woman found out. We both decided to cut communication with each other immediately. But now I can't sleep, eat, or anything. I am in love with this man.
You're not.
What do I do now?
I can't just message. Tell your husband.
I can't just message him like before because I don't want to go back on our decision. But I am in love.
No,
please help me.
You are obsessed with an idea. Oh my gosh! If your husband never finds out about this, you are a lucky woman that you could maybe try to salvage your relationship. All this energy and effort you're putting into this ex, you need to put into your man, because he has put you in the rear view mirror. Your ex has moved on. He realized he dodged a bullet and his woman took him back. You just be thankful you dodged a bullet and your husband hasn't found out yet. You need to put all that energy and focus on your marriage. Because if you do leave your husband for this guy, he is not coming for you. He is not. If that was the case, he'd be with you right now.
But it's perfect, though, Kelly.
What was perfect about that?
I don't know.
Awful, living with anxiety like that. You need to pop a Prozac or something until that feeling passes. I don't know what you need to do, but you figure it out.
Got it. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Okay, so 3 weeks ago, my husband and I, well, we got lost trying to find a restaurant. Since we were in his car, I picked up his phone to do the GPS. Backstory, early in the year, we got the new iPhone 10s. Bragger, which required a 6-digit passcode. We both laughed when we realized we used the same code, our town. So when I put his password in, the GPS would pop up, no problem. As if he just realized I knew how to unlock his phone. I missed a line. And instead of watching the road, he watched me looking at his phone. I told myself that I was being stupid and making more out of it. Well, we have a good marriage. I would bet anyone, any amount of money that he is faithful to me. 90% of me believed that it was nothing, and I was blowing it way out of proportion. But then there was that nagging 10%. So one night, a week ago, after he had gone to sleep, I picked up his phone. Yeah, I did. I put in the password, and he had changed it. My mind has been in turmoil ever since then. Why did he change it? What is he hiding? Why did I do that, Kelly? What do I do now? Do I let him know that I know he changed his password? Do I ask him why he changed his password? Do I even want to know? Should I just leave it alone? That's from Tanya.
Well, Tanya, the damage is done. When you go looking for trouble, you find it, right?
Yep.
So, rather than have it eat away at you and give you an ulcer, I would go to your husband, you know, and say, look, I'm just going to tell you what I did. It was wrong. I should not have snooped. But now, the consequence of my snooping, I realize you've changed the password. And so now I'm having a lot of insecurities about our relationship. So you just need to discuss it. Tell him you did the snooping, and there's that. I mean, that's, or you can just let it continue to fester.
Take it to your grave. Yeah.
Take what to the grave?
The fact that you know he changed his password. Just act like, you know, you don't know it. You don't know that information.
Well, it's going to continue to eat at her and nag at her. And I think it's going to start affecting every aspect of the relationship if she doesn't get that out.
Mm. Yeah. Next.
Next. Oh,
next. Hmm. Nope. Up. Hang on.
Hang on.
Hang on. Technical difficulties.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Ow.
Thanks, Justin.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Please tell me it gets easier. My husband and I have been married for 15 years. We're only in our mid-30s, and we're tired of each other. It seems like everything we do in the last year just irritates the other person. From the outside, we should be happy. New house, new job, 3 great kids, everything's good until you get behind closed doors. Is it normal to just get tired of each other? When does this feeling change? Do marriages just hit periods of times like this that you can overcome? It seems like even the small things I try to make time special for us, and that just ends up in a fight, or we go to our separate rooms. Help, Jennifer.
Yeah, I think that's very normal. I think if you were really, if you got some couples to really be honest with you who've had successful marriages that have gone the long haul, they'll tell you there are times that they did not like each other, they weren't speaking, they weren't getting along. It's just you get into a rut, and it is important to just ride that wave. It's not worth throwing a relationship away just because, you know, there's some dark times. It's for better, for worse. And it's easy to love somebody when it's all better, but it's hard to love them when it's all worse. Yeah. And, it, you know, there's no abuse going on. It doesn't sound like there's any kind of drama like that with cheating. It's just maybe you're just in a rut, and it's time to reconnect on that romantic level that you've somehow lost. And, yeah, I think you just ride the wave of it and come out the other side. I mean, yeah, mid-30s, yeah. Wouldn't you say that's about the time that you'd be like, I'm bored, what more to life is there? Is it just rinse, lather, repeat every day? It can get very routine. That's why you got to spice it up. You've got to go buy a new sexy piece of lingerie and surprise him. Get a sitter for the kids one night, kidnap him, and take him, say, hey, the kids are gone, I've cleared your schedule, you don't have anything at work, we're going. Even if you can't afford to do something expensive, you can do a sexy romantic staycation at home, but mix it up, make it exciting, ride the wave, it will pass.
Got it. Solid. Let's do one more here.
Love letters.
love letters to Kelly. From a 15-year marriage to a 15-year-old. And maybe you can help out with this, Kelly, because you have a blended family. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 15 years old. I turned 16 in July. And at that point, I want to live with my dad. I'm living with my mom and I love her, but I feel like if I do what makes me happy, she's going to pull me down. I pull myself down so people can pull themselves up, but this one would hurt. I want to make my family happy, but I can't get over it this time. One of the reasons I'm moving is because my mom and family I live with are against gays. My dad knows I'm gay, and I'm tired of hiding it. Thank you, Wendy.
So it sounds like this is an older letter we're just getting to. So she has, because you said it in July.
Yeah, it was in July, so they're already.
So, Wendy, I mean, you're already living in pain, and, you know, that's a tough one. It is tough when you have a split home and you have to decide which parent you want to live with. And I think ultimately, if you approach everything from a place of love, that ultimately, hopefully, you'll have a positive outcome and everybody can understand. If you and your father can approach your mother in a way and just say, just for now, let me try this. You know, can we give it 6 months? You know, we've tried it this way for a while. I'd like to try it that way for a while. It's about communication and coming from a place of love, not stomping, pouting, you know, throwing a temper tantrum. I think any time a young person wants to address any situation with a parent, if you take the time to come up with a logical approach, here are my reasons why I want to do this. And this is for any situation, you know, I want to go out on my first date. I think I'm old enough and mature enough. I'm responsible enough. Here is, you know, it's in the presentation. So if you come up with your reasons why you want to live with your father, have your father on your side, and come from a place of love, hopefully it will go smoothly. But you can't help your mother's feelings are going to be hurt. It's going to happen.
But you also do have to think about yourself big time.
You do.
Yeah,
and
especially
I think at
now.
That age, you're, not a lot of 15, 16-year-olds aren't really mature enough to make that decision, but I you sound like you are.
Yeah. Surround yourself with people that care about you and love you and are going to support you.
Right.
Especially your friends and family. All right. That's Kelly Raspberry right there with some love letters. If you want to write our love expert, go to kidnation.com. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. We'll be back at it again this week on Wednesday. Strong. Hopefully our mics are working. What's up, Jenna?
Boss man George just walked by and looked like he has no idea why we're all in the same room together.
He hasn't listened to the show this morning.
Buy the new studio, George.
Well, maybe he was listening to the show and he couldn't tell a difference because he sounds so normal.
George, our radio broke. Yeah. Our radio broke, George. He says it gives him new ideas.
Oh,
true businessman.
We're never
leaving.
We
could just do this from our houses.
We're never leaving this hellhole.
Not.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank.
ATM.
ATM.
No matter whether you're dirty or clean, win some money from my money machine. Beat the bank.
ATM.
Beat the bank.
ATM.
Trying to throw me off. Trying to trip
me. What do you mean trying to trip you off? You knew we were going to do in the contest right here.
He said, no more raps. Then he played the song, and I automatically go into rap mode.
Yeah. I saw that.
So.
Yeah, nothing written. That was
blood.
It's in my blood.
That's from the dome?
Oh, it's from the dome, dude.
Bro.
The dome.
Bro.
Top of the dome.
Big Al Mac right there rapping for you. All right, Kid Nation, we're back in our studio after the technical difficulties.
Oh, but it's been a rough morning, but we are here.
We are here and ready.
Exhausted.
I know,
right?
Mentally and emotionally. Right?
Can you imagine how our producer, White Cheddar, feels and our engineer, Don, feel after busting the bugs for the last 2 hours.
How rough we had it this morning. We had to walk from this studio into that studio.
What would you say, like 10 feet out?
10 feet.
Bro.
And it's a comfortable 74 in here. It's got to be 78, 79 in there. We've had a rough morning, guys.
And my Apple Watch says I got 1 minute of my exercise in. Thanks to that walk. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Getting those steps, Kelly.
Good job, Don. Getting it all back together.
All right, let's meet our contestants. This is Beat the Bank ATM. We give you two guesses here, so we'll take the first guess here from Robert. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, man, I'm just chilling, listening to you guys.
All right, man. Where are you chilling at?
Can I say the B word on the radio?
Nope.
No, okay. All right, well, Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
You can say that.
You can say that. You can say that. That's a good one.
Shout out.
My nickname for it is Fertile Bee.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Get me, because there's a lot of dogs in heat running around down here.
All right, Robert.
Some people call it Dirty Myrtle.
Dirty Myrtle. All right, Robert. Well, we gave you the four numbers that are in the PIN code in no particular order. We already had two guesses. Hopefully you heard them and you wrote them down so you don't re-guess those wrong guesses. So let's go with your guess.
I'm going to go with 6248.
That's good code right there, bro.
Uh-huh.
Access denied.
Oh, Robert. Oh.
But that doesn't mean you can't try again.
Right.
Yeah, I'll try again.
All right, 6248 is off the board, and you go have fun on the beach there, Robert. I like them. It's a good dude.
Good dude.
South Carolina people.
Good people, Kelly. Good people. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
What are you up to? You sound like you're in the office already.
Oh, no. My office is my kitchen, so I guess so.
All right.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I stay home with my son. Wow. My other two kids go to school.
Nice. So. What's your son's name?
I'm so nervous right now.
Oh, don't be nervous. What's your son's name?
Rowan.
Rowan. Oh, I love that guy.
Just think of us.
One of my favorite people on earth was named Rowan. So
just imagine us right now in your kitchen with you, okay?
Yeah, we're right there with you. If you could
have a cup of coffee.
Make us one of those cups. That'd be great. And it'll be all good. You could win $5,000 here if you got the right PIN code, Abby. You know that, right?
That would be fantastic. Oh, I know. I've been calling in 4 years.
I'm glad you finally got through. You got three wrong guesses that you know are not going to get you access. So what is your guess?
Okay, my guess is 4682.
4682.
All right.
Access denied.
Oh.
Dang
it. All right.
That's okay. It's I'm so good. Thrilled I even got to talk to you guys.
Well, thank you for listening, okay?
Yes, thanks.
And you have a wonderful day with Rowan at home in the kitchen, Abby. And keep trying. Hey, that's four wrong guesses we've had today, which means we're down to 20 possible.
Yep.
As long as we don't repeat any of the wrong guesses. And from the ATM to the ATL. That's you, Justin. Yes.
Yes, that's
where you were.
Sometimes I just don't know. Are you throwing me the ball?
Yes.
Say my name first before I speak. Sometimes.
Sure. What's your name?
Justin.
Part-time Justin.
Part-time Justin on the show.
I was really jealous of your weekend based on what you were posting on Instagram.
Really? Yes. I had a great time in Atlanta, Georgia. It was so much fun. We get there. I land. I took my friend Jay. He's a videographer. So if you look at Kid TV right now, you're going to find some really cool videos and shots.
I'm serious. Too. Those were like really good videos.
Yeah. He's got a great camera and everything like that. This is his business. And so
you told him, hey, I'll give you a free trip. Just give free videos.
I told him I'd pay him too.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Look at you, man.
You got a budget. You know,
share the love. So we get there. We have a really nice dinner at Davio's restaurant. They give us this really cool martini. It's called the Peach Georgia Martini, and it's made popular.
Georgia Peach or Peach Georgia? Georgia Peach.
Yeah. Martini. Yeah. Made popular by Nene Leakes, of course. That's like one of her favorite drinks. And girl, the second one tastes better than the first because you're already feeling it.
Girl.
Amazing.
Did you run into any of the housewives there? No, you were talking about Nene?
I tried to look for them, but I couldn't find them.
Okay.
And so then that was that night. And the next day, we went to the Georgia Aquarium. Oh my God. Gosh, it was the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. They had five beluga whales, and each of them has their own vet, has their own marine biologist, their own dietitian, their own trainer.
They're like celebrities.
Yes, they are celebrities. They're like the Kardashians, basically. Take care of hair and makeup and all that. And one came swimming to the glass wall, and you heard the whatever noise that beluga whales
talking.
Is so beautiful, and the sharks and stuff, and I got to hang out with the sea lions. They kissed me on the cheek. One, I fell in love with one. Her name was Peaches, and I was going to get Bo a little sister, and she was going to be a little pup, too. They were so sweet. And they were so kind to us, and the Georgia Aquarium Museum is Georgia
Aquarium.
Aquarium is one of the most beautiful things you have to see.
All right. That's cool.
Did you sing the baby beluga song to the baby beluga?
I tried to, but it swam away so fast, and so I didn't get to do that.
That's a jam.
Yeah, and then and then right after that, we went to the Braves game. They won. Good for them. Let's go. All right.
Did you say the whole game?
Charm.
I left a little early. We got there.
Baseball games are long.
They're so long.
We got there at 4 o'clock to watch them do batting practice, and then at 7 o'clock, that's whenever they played. It was already hot.
You'd already been there 3 hours, huh?
We've been there. I already ate my hot dog. I got my beer and popcorn. We saw a home run.
You saw a home run? That's good. Did you catch any balls out there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Now, Justin, did you do anything that would have embarrassed us at the while you were in Atlanta?
I don't think so.
Well, let me bring out this email I got here.
I wish I had a funny story, but no, I met a Kid Nation listener.
Really?
Yeah, she took us out to the really cool clubs and bars and stuff like that.
Oh, you went out with a Kid Nation member?
Yes, her and her sister, they're celebrating her sister's birthday.
Yeah, give them a shout out.
Tasia.
Oh, okay.
And Georgie, I believe. Yes.
Tasia and Georgie, what's up?
There was a lot of drinks involved.
Somewhere there's two girls sitting in their car going, that's not our name.
They were the sweetest. And I messaged them on Instagram for like a wonderful night. So that was pretty nice. And then we also went to the Atlanta movie tour. Marvel basically takes Atlanta and turns it into every country into the world. You thought, wait, when you watch Black Panther and they're showing you a scene in LA, no, it's like by a building right next to MLK
Boulevard
Memory Park.
Oh, wow.
The Eternal Flame. It's right there, but they make it look like L.A., and there's a church that they edit and make it look just like a regular normal building with the editing and effects, and they show you how Hunger Games, they shot in a nice hotel that shoots up in this glass elevator that's probably like 54 stories tall. It's amazing and beautiful what they're able to do with these movies. Hmm. And what people are able to do with just like a square and then turn it into a whole set, too. It was pretty cool seeing where all these movies were shot.
All right.
And Tyler Perry's studio as well. We got to drive past that.
That's right.
Did you see him?
No. I was looking for him, too. Come find any celebrity there.
There's so many celebrities in Atlanta. It's like a mini L.A.
Yeah.
They're all out there shooting films and stuff.
So my friend Jay, he's following me with the camera. We got stopped left and right. Like, hey, what are y'all shooting? Can we be in your video? What's up, man? Like, can we get your contact information? Like this.
Cool.
So we made friends fast.
I want a videographer just to do that.
I know. I felt like a celebrity just because he was behind me with the camera just like following. And it was a great time. And then we had Popeyes for dinner, and we were looking for that sandwich.
Yeah.
Did you get
find
it?
No, couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it anywhere.
Did y'all hear that White Claw is going through a shortage, too?
I couldn't find any this weekend.
It's because of the song Celta Drippin'. I believe it.
Like, I think it's been happening for weeks now.
The song is so hot. So we just really enjoyed our time, and Hilton had me there as well to help promote Gay Pride coming up October 11th through the 13th. On 13th, 300,000 people are going to show up and be proud and support the LGBT community, and so it was just awesome. You have to go, and when you do, please book your stay through Hilton.com/Atlanta. It was an amazing time, and I enjoyed my time at the Waldorf Astoria.
Did you jump in the pool with your clothes on?
I did, yes. So we're like being creative with the art and stuff, with the film, trying to get a good visual.
That was a really cool shot, but I just wonder, how do you travel back with all those wet clothes?
I put it in a plastic bag, wrapped it up. But I enjoyed my time in that tub, too, with the foam and the mimosa. It was pretty nice.
That's a good trip, man.
Yes, I had a blast.
All right, we'll post a video up at kidnation.com so you can check out Justin's weekend or follow him at Part-Time Justin.
Yeah, at Part-Time Justin on Instagram.
Well, I'm glad you had fun, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you didn't get enough football this weekend, there's some more tonight.
Yep. Who that?
The Saints are hosting the Houston Texans tonight. There's a doubleheader tonight, by the way. So you're going to get that game. And then right after the Saints win, the Raiders are going to be taking on the Broncos. Monday Night Football is back.
Football's officially back.
Some good games yesterday. Everything was all good. Also on TV tonight, might be some battles for that remote because Bachelor in Paradise is also on. I already fell off of that.
I was so excited when it started.
I'm like,
I just couldn't get on board. I'm sorry.
You know who had a basically Bachelor in Paradise moment was Anna.
Bachelorette in Paradise.
Yeah, you were out in Cancun.
Yes, I was. I went to a bachelorette party, and it was awesome. I'm 26, and so my friends are just starting to get engaged, get married. So this was my first like out of town bachelorette party.
Oh, okay.
So it was really, really fun. There was 11 of us, 11 girls. So we were a big group. It was a lot of fun. They all went a day or two before me, so I was the last one to join. So I was traveling by myself on Friday, but guess who was on my flight and also at my hotel?
Who?
Do you guys remember when we did the Snapchat Bachelor?
Yes.
A few years ago? Mitchell the Snapchat Bachelor.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. He's getting married.
Yeah, so him and his fiance Karen joined our party.
By the way,
so much fun.
Karen's not the girl that ended up winning Bachelor.
I know.
That didn't work out. Yeah.
He found her on his own.
Love.
Yeah.
But that was the first thing I asked her. I was like, oh, did you win Snapchat Bachelor? She was like, no. We met after. But yeah, so they joined us like basically all weekend long because they were staying in the same place. So it was a lot of.
So it was Mitchell and like 11 girls?
Yeah.
12 girls, including his fiance?
Yeah.
Still.
But yeah, it was so much fun. We stayed at an all-inclusive hotel, which was cool. So, but since there was 11 of us, and we were such like basic woo girls.
Yeah.
You know, for like every single thing that happened, woo, woo! I was like, oh, tequila, woo! Like, everything. I was like, I've never wooed so much in my entire life. I was like, I hate myself and I love myself. We did the matching t-shirts. We all wore black swimsuits and she wore a white one. It was as basic as it gets. That's me and my
husband. One girl get more drunk than everybody else?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And it was a different girl every night, which is the best.
Oh, okay. They switched up.
Like, they ended up sleeping next to the toilet type.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. And it was, yeah, it was just so, it was so funny. I don't think I was ever drunkest at the party, but it was a different girl each day. So.
Did you have the boy crazy girl on the trip? There's always one that's boy crazy, always looking for guys.
No, but there was like, it was funny because at our hotel they had like aqua aerobics and Zumba and all this stuff, and all the instructors were guys.
Yeah.
And so they knew that we were kind of like the crazy bunch, and so they kept getting us. So we were the only ones that did the whole Zumba class. We had a whole audience and everybody was watching us do the moves and everything. So it was really fun.
Did you have gets the most attention from everyone, girl?
Oh, definitely the bride.
The bride always gets it.
Of course.
Yeah, they do competitions. Like, you have a whole checklist of things you have to do.
Like a scavenger hunt type thing.
You got to get this guy to take a shot with you, or you got to get a guy to give you his underwear.
Oh, we should have done that.
Yeah. All right, got to go again.
Woo! Well, all of her friends are getting married now, so she can do it at the next Bachelorette.
The first. They do
that
tell
season
us.
Of life.
They did tell us at one point, they're like, oh, do you girls want to like play this like game? And we're like, oh, what's the game? They're like, oh, it's a surprise. We're like, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one in Mexico.
And it was like Fernando, our friend, that was like, let's do it. We're like, okay, we get up there and they go, twerking contest.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Who won?
What did you guys sign us up for? Okay, so here's the thing. We had 5 representatives from our group, and there was one girl that wasn't in our group, and the other girl won. So we're like, really? Out of like 5 out of 6, and we didn't win?
But she's a plant.
But she should have won, right?
Yeah, we cheered the hardest for her. She did great.
Man, speaking of engagements, so my wife, we're sitting on the couch yesterday. It reminded me of this, that you brought that up, Anna, because my wife looked at me and she goes, hey, your sister's boyfriend just texted me and said, tell Jose to look at his DMs on Instagram. And she goes, and I was like, okay, what? That's weird. Why would he text you? And she goes, duh, he's asking you for her hand in marriage. And I said, me? Yeah, like in DMs? And I'm not even her dad. I'm her brother. So I get on there, and then I start getting excited because I really like her boyfriend. Like, this guy's really cool. So I'm all giddy, and both my wife and I are sitting next to each other on the couch, and I open up the DM, and it was like, silly things Mexicans do, Instagram post.
He was giving you content for the morning show.
He was just giving me content for the show, and then he asked me that if he could come visit and stay with us, with my sister.
Aww.
Well, yeah,
he was buttering you up.
Yeah, I felt like, oh, man, this was it. Kenzie's the one that buttered me up.
Well, maybe that's the excuse for the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he wants to do it down here in person with all you guys.
You know, they are planning on moving out here. Like, my whole family's planning it.
That's really?
Your mom, too, now?
My mom and dad are planning, too.
Wow.
Mom and dad are looking at Waco.
Yeah, they're like, shout out Waco.
Yeah.
Down there.
Chip and Joanna, they've done a good job marketing that.
My mom has it in her head that she's going to become best friends with Joanna.
Aww.
She is.
She's like, I'm going to find out where they live, and I'm going to move in next door to them.
That's how it works.
Like, yeah, that's exactly how it works, Mom. So, yeah, my sister's not getting engaged.
Oh, almost.
Well, maybe.
But Anna, on the other hand, maybe.
But if they do, you can take some photographs when she gets engaged and preserve them forever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But with Legacy Box, I know what you're getting at. You know, the modern technology is going to be outdated at some point. So those videos you did take back in the 70s and 80s, you have no way to watch them now. The reel-to-reels, VHS, Beta. My family had Beta instead of VHS. That's how bad we were. But Legacy Box, they can save you. They can save your memories and have you reliving them again because they can digitally transfer those moments onto a thumb drive, onto a digital download, DVD. I love the digital download because you can share that through email with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun.
I love it.
We were looking back at old home movies that were with my cousins and my aunt, and we were just all getting all teary-eyed because we were reliving those moments again we could not have done if it wasn't for Legacy Box. Just gather up all those old movies and audio cassettes, too.
Yep.
And they will send you a box with barcodes. You stick one on everything you want to be digitized. Send it off. They take care of the rest. Right there in Chattanooga. Shout out Chattanooga, y'all listening this morning in the Legacy Box offices. They'll send it back to you plus the original, so those aren't gone either. And if you don't take care of this, you know, with time, this stuff can be destroyed forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a matter of, hey, it'll be fun. It's a matter of preserving them before they're destroyed. So for a limited time, they're offering Kid Nation members an exclusive discount of 40% off your first order at legacybox.com/kid. Go to legacybox.com/KIDD to save 40% and get started preserving your past.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.